We haven't said anything about the food, but always there was feasting and celebrating to make it any kind of a holiday at all. And last year, if you remember, we gave you the recipe for Miss Hooligan's Christmas cake. Well, unfortunately, Miss Hooligan was not a very good cook, so it took a hammer and a saw to break it up. But anyway, we got the recipe this year for Miss O'Leary's Irish fruitcake, and it's a whole lot better, especially if you're trying to catch yourself a man. So I want you to take out pencil and paper and get it all down. Now, if we go too fast for you, we can talk to you after the concert. As I sat at my windy one evening, the letterman brought unto me a little gilt-edged invitation saying, won't you come over to tea? When I found the O'Learys had sent it, I went just for old friendship's sake. And the first thing they served when I got there was a slice of Miss O'Leary's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries and citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmegs, cloves and berries, and the icing was white as the dew. There was sugar and spice in abundance. Sure was something an angel would make. You would kiss a girl twice a day in the slice of Miss O'Leary's Irish fruit cake.
Am I going too fast for you?
Miss Milligan had 20 helpings, though she weighed 204. The cake made her light as a feather, and she danced on the ceiling and floor. Then she floated right up through the chimney, and she met Tim O'Rourke coming down. She said, let us have one slice together, and I'll fly you all over the town.
There were plums and prunes and cherries, and citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmegs, cloves and berries, and the icing was white as the dew. There was sugar and spice in abundance. Sure was something an angel would make. You would kiss a girl twice a day in the spice of Miss O'Leary's Irish fruit cake.
Miss O'Leary's proud mother was beaming and smiling and blinking away, till she tripped over Flanagan's brogans and she spilled the whole brew in a day. Oh, she said, Flanagan, sure, and I'm sorry. And Flanagan said with a shake, sure, if this is the way that you're serving, you can throw me 10 slices of cake.
There were plums and prunes and cherries and citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmegs, cloves and berries, and the icing was lighter than you. There was sugar and spice in abundance. Sure was something an angel would make. You would kiss a girl twice a day in the slice of Miss O'Leary's Irish fruit cake.
He'd sworn that he'd never be married, a bachelor forever he'd be, until he went to the O'Leary's and he tasted that cake at the tea. Then his bachelorhood vows were forgotten when taste made him long for a wife. And that evening he asked Miss O'Leary to do all of his baking for life.
There were plums and prunes and cherries and citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmegs, cloves and berries, and the icing was white as the dew. There was sugar and spice in abundance. Sure was something an angel would make. You would kiss a girl twice a day in the sight of Miss O'Leary's Irish fruit cake. You would kiss a girl twice a day in the sight.
O'Leary's nice cookies and her cider, and we hope that you'll go out and have a little bit of a collation while we go check on the dinner. Now, we want you to come back afterwards, if you would, because we're going to settle down after dinner and have a nice parlor concert, exactly as they might have done 100 years ago. So you come back.